You're listening to a podcast of the Joan Hamburg Show from 710 WOR HD, New York. For information on WOR and details on how to join our listener club, please visit WOR710.com.
Now, you know, we're always talking about how Monday nights are like the new Friday nights. And
I thought that was Thursday.
Well, it's all very confusing. But Monday nights, Broadway is dark. The theater is most of them are closed. And so people think there's not a lot going on around Times Square in the West 40s. But I have news for you. There is a treat going on. Monday Night Magic. Have you ever heard of this?
You know, I think they called me once to try to get me to go over it, but I don't really remember what it is.
They actually have been there for quite a while, but they are really, this is truly a discovery because they're sort of hidden. Only the people who really know about magic have heard of these guys, and they're really good. And you know what's interesting? I started thinking, there's tons of comedy clubs, there's tons of jazz clubs, there's dance clubs, there's all sorts of things for people to go to. But if you're really into magic, where do you go? And there are a lot of people who really love magic. Do you remember Ricky Jay did that Broadway
show? Ricky Jay, a master.
Who was absolutely fantastic, but he was only on for, what, like a month or two. And remember, years ago, you took my brother to see Doug Henning.
Remember,
you brought
won
home
a rabbit?
The live rabbit that I think I killed about a few days later by accident. We fed it. Don't give me that look. It wasn't my fault.
The worst part was they named the rabbit, which they won at the magic show, Lucky. Lucky in Spanish. And then we went away, and Lizzie was there with one of her girlfriends, and you dropped a glass on the floor.
Yeah.
The girlfriend did. You didn't, actually.
Anyway, it met
poor,
an untimely death.
Poor baby.
The poor baby rabbit. But, you know, magic is, it really is magic. I mean, it's a lot of fun to see, and it's not just for kids anymore. You know, it's for really people who like sleight of hands, who love to be entertained. And I have to tell you, I went with a group of friends to the show Monday Night Magic on 46th Street. And the night that I went, it happened to be right before Election Day. So there happened to be a lot of kids in the audience. But I have heard that on a normal night, the audience is usually over 70% adults. So this is not just for kids. But if you have kids who love magic, they would love it. But if you don't have kids, you can still just go as an adult. And what I thought was really interesting, too, is during intermission, the magicians actually come into the audience, and they will stand right in front of you and do the trick. So you know how everyone says, oh, they're so far away, I'm sure they've got something up their sleeve, or I really want to see exactly what they're doing. These guys will actually show you and do it up close and personal. And what's interesting, too, is it's a rotating cast of magicians. So every single Monday night is completely different. It's sort of like a, you know, again, like a comedy club or like a jazz club. There are different performers. They come from all over the country. They've been on television. They've performed for celebrities. In fact, the night that we were there, one of the guys, he was actually more of a showman even than a magician. He'd been on Conan O'Brien. He was on MTV. He'd performed at Caroline's, other big TV shows. And so it really was a lot of fun. Now, the one thing I will say is, because we don't really like to participate as audience members.
No, I don't like that.
We're shy. So if you don't like that, stay away from the first few rows. In fact, Uncle Arnold was there, and he actually raised his hand
something. Oh, no, to participate.
And believe it or not, you know, of course, because then they make fun of you, and it's a whole thing. But if you like to participate, there were actually a bunch of kids in the front row, and one little girl kept raising her hand for absolutely everything, saying, pick me, pick me. So if you like that kind of thing, there's tons of audience participation and lots of opportunity to go up there. Now, it's in a funny old theater, St. Clement's Theater on West 46th Street.
Yeah, that's been around forever.
I think it was a church or something. I mean, in fact, we had to go all the way down to the basement to go to the bathroom. It's a little bit, you know, it's not like a normal theater, but it really is. It's a classic New York experience. I mean, everything about it is a lot of fun. And what's interesting, too, is it is right on 46th Street, Restaurant Row.
Perfect.
So they are offering discounts, 10 to 20% at a lot of local restaurants, including B. Smith's, Broadway Joe's.
Ooh.
They have the full list on their website. We ate at one that actually wasn't on their discount list, one of my old favorites. Joe Allen's.
I love Joe Allen's.
I love that place. It really is
delicious food.
Like a real kind of pub. Mm. You always see celebrities or real kind of Broadway types there. The best grilled chicken, like one of those, you know, the brick chicken they call it.
Yeah, that, well, you know, that's a good Italian family, and they know how to do food.
And French fries, yummy French fries, not very expensive. And Monday night, again, I called them saying, oh, can you squeeze me in?
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, of course, because I forgot that the theater is,
pretty
most of
dark.
The theaters are closed. So we ate at 6:30. The show, magic show, was at 8 o'clock. It was a really nice evening.
Perfect.
And it was a lot of fun. Tickets are $29.50 in advance. They're a little bit more if you buy them the day of the show. I understand ticket prices are going up slightly, but if you are a group, 10 or more, they're offering discounts. So, like the night we were there, there were a bunch of kids and parents that looked like they'd come in from Long Island or New Jersey or, you know, something, a whole big group. They'd gone out to dinner. They had a ton of fun, and they got a discount. It's a nice idea for a birthday party or if you're doing a school event.
How old kids would you say?
These kids were like, I would say like 10 and up.
Okay.
There was actually one adorable little girl who was younger, but mm-hmm. most of the kids were 10 and up. In fact, one boy looked like he was about 15. He was a serious, you know, into magic. So he really was into it and going up close and checking everything out. And they also have all sorts of magic kits there and discounts.
No, it sounds like fun.
A magic shop called Fantasma. Have you ever heard of that? Right in mm-hmm. Times Square, that they are offering discounts. So if you have someone who's really interested in magic, it is a fun evening. It's St. Clements Theater, 423 West 46th Street, between 9th and 10th Avenue. Their website is mondaynightmagic.com. Their hotline is 212-615-6432. And you know what? It's another discovery. Where else but in New York on a Monday night are you going to find magicians
hanging out
all over? They also, by the way, do corporate events.
No, that's fun
parties.
To know.
So they're not cheap. Like they said, look, if you want a magician for a kid's party, these are not the guys to call. But if you have a real event,
then do it.
Then it, you know, they'll come to your place and it, it's something different.
I love that. And in just a little while, I'm going to love something as much, if not more. Let's take a quick break. Actually, that reminds me, congratulations, Rutgers. That was a great game. I must say that when I came back from Les Mis, I went right